The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
So anyway, went to dinner, and during the dinner, and I was sitting right next to Big Fatty because, you know, I was attaching myself to him pretty much because he's the only one I really knew. But he said, "You are really excited about being here, aren't you?" And I said, "I really am. I'm extremely excited about being here. I had, expectations and excitement and butterflies in my stomach and all because I'd never been to any of the Pride 48s, even though I had participated for years in the streaming events that they've had in the past. But yes, I was extremely excited. So we had dinner and it was very nice. And during the dinner, I met a lot more people.
Not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Went to dinner, and during the dinner, I was sitting right next to Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3020 of the BFO for Wednesday the 28th of August 2019. Y'all, today we've got the final part of the Pride 48 New Orleans little show. Y'all, it's only 15 minutes, though, so I'll be back at the end of this and tell you what I did over the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Okay, everyone, we're down to our last 20 minutes here, and Gina Ann still here? Gina Ann? I've been told Gina Ann's at the bar. Wait a minute. Oh my God. Gina Ann. Oh, y'all, I want you to put your hands together for Gina Ann Tonic.
Thanks, Big Fatty.
Hi, Gina Ann.
Hi.
I understand that you have something for the founder of Pride 48.
I see that Adam is in the corner all weekend long. At least he was last year.
Yeah.
And he looks kind of lonely.
Yes.
Like it could get really sad.
Yes.
Over there by himself.
Uh-huh.
So I got him something to keep him company.
Okay. Y'all, he's just presented a watermelon to Gina Ann. Adam, I have crickets. You have watermelons. Okay.
So, just if you're ever feeling like you're a little lonesome, you know, you have a companion.
Uh huh.
And I appreciate it. I thank you so much.
And Adam, given the choice of sleeping with the watermelon or Kyle having to sleep with Gina Ann, you made out better. How dare you?
No. The truth hurts, but it's true.
Okay. No wonder fucking Dan has that mask on. By the way, has fucking Dan sniffed your butt? Oh, and he turned away from your butt. Okay, well, all right. Bill Thompson, the number one fan of the BFO, I believe, has a question. We were asking some Axe Big Fatty questions in the last segment, and I tell you what, Bill, one second before we do that, okay? I just want to say when I was reaching my 3,000th show, everybody was so nice; they were sending in cards and all this kind of stuff, and it was just a lovely thing, and. Y'all, the Robs who provided the pen. I tell you what, forget this. Bill, please go ahead and ask me. Ask me your question now, right now, please.
Okay, I did send you a voicemail.
Oh, excuse me, Bill. I've got a call here. If you could just wait one second. I know you don't like that. I'll take care of this. Bill, I promise you, I'm coming right back to you. Just let me get this call, please. Okay? All right.
Well, I suppose I better call old Fart Pants and send a goodbye message for the end of that disastrous little show. Hello? That's a really weird ringtone. Hello? Is there anybody there?
That sounds like Miss Bacon.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Wait, now, is this a joke? What the frick? Did this show really end? Oh, my God. Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Is there anyone there? Hello?
I haven't listened to this, by the way. Hey, Bacon.
Where are you?
I'm here.
Squeaky Kitty.
No, he's in...
Hello, Sassy. Conscience? Hello?
What happened?
Unfrickin' believable. I didn't even get to call in and say goodbye like, hello, good riddance. Isn't there a saying about riddance? Where'd you go? Who am I going to tell all my problems to?
Oh, my
like
God.
When my husband took the two nests. So graduation, I get two empty nests for the graduation party or whatever. Dude thinks one is his to take and go away. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I just about lost like 173 pounds. And then I took him out on the pontoon and said, hey, are you crazy? So anyway, yeah, my marriage didn't end, but... the shit show didn't end either.
Oh, how dare
oh my
you,
Miss
Bacon.
So anyway, well, what am I going to do now? I ain't
got
nobody
cousin
to...
Patty Bacon is
what
in the chat.
What the heck? How come you disconnected the number? Where is this call going to go to?
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, so anyway.
She's going to tell us about a dip.
Happy gathering, people. And I just want to send a shout out to Snotty Scotty. Because about this time last year, he was invading my house, and we had a great time. And isn't it funny? Isn't this funny? Here's a grievance for y'all.
Please tell us.
Snotty Scotty comes to my house, yeah. And then that's it?
Yep.
He doesn't podcast anymore after that?
Yep,
the shows he posted after he left my house were from, like, okay, and he left my house. We left him. We dumped him off. We, like, kicked him off out by the airport in Rapid City on September 2nd or 3rd or whatever day was Labor Day. And so, anyway, he leaves. We dump him off there.
Uh-huh.
And then... he goes back and he posts shows that were like from April, May, and June or something like that in China. And then he doesn't even do a show to talk. I mean, seriously, like when he came here, like we took him out to like Arby's and McDonald's and Dairy Queen and Twist Cone.
Oh,
and we just fed him crap. Like maybe that's why he never ever did a show about what a great time he had. So anyway, I can't think. I can't even think.
You
okay, so this. What the heck was I gonna say?
Sir? We don't
this
know.
This ain't a joke. I'm like losing my mind. Okay, so I got a lot going on with my dad or whatever. So, today was
Bacon.
A funny day. Not so funny really, but he got a catheter today, and he had no idea what a catheter
lovely.
Was. So seriously, this is a 71-year-old man who has never ever had any medical maladies in his life, and he gets slammed with cancer in March. But he's talking about winter,
Taylor?
And he's talking about next summer. So you know what?
Taylor's not listening.
He can have every single day for the rest of his life
right.
to talk about whatever he wants to talk
That's
about.
Correct,
and in
Bacon.
The meanwhile, all I want to say to y'all is be kind to one another. And bye-bye.
We love you, Kathy Bacon. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I couldn't do this without Kathy Bacon, and that's for sure. All right, now, truly, Bill, the time's going to run out, so please get up there and talk. Yes, get up there and talk.
I have a critical question that needs to be answered.
A critical question. Okay.
So being past number one fans with the BFO,
uh-huh.
Now in your next 3,000 shows, do the number one fans get to carry over into the next set?
Well, yes, and that's one of the things I'm not sure I'm going to do the number one fan anymore. So, what?
Oh!
And Peter, I see Peter G was in the chat room. Oh, Big Fatty, he went to sleep. I don't know if he and Kathy Marshall will continue the So-So Question Month or not. But anyway, yes, the number
one. So we will be even more valuable.
It will be you may be even more valuable. I may continue it, but you may be even more valuable. So anyway, but and Peter G. Oh no, he's talking about porn or something like that. I don't know. Cool. But anyway, thank you. And that was a critical question. Excellent critical question, I might add. So anyway, y'all, the one thing.
By the way, disregard that voicemail that I left you that you couldn't be bothered to answer.
Oh no, I've got it. I've got it. I've still got 10 more from a Gus Chand who was going to try to keep me on the air by sending me a voicemail every other 30 seconds. Y'all, this is the book that the Robs put together for me, and they want everybody here this weekend to sign it, and it's just wonderful pictures from spotting Big Fatty and everything. So I'm gonna put it out where the on the table out there. So if y'all want to write something in there, Chris, except for Chris from Tennessee, are you sure you don't want to quit? How dare you? I would love for you to do that, and y'all. This weekend it's going to be a lot of fun. But y'all, it's been a lot of work, hadn't it, Adam?
No work at all.
Oh, you're a liar. I'm gonna just take the last couple of seconds here because I want to give Adam props because. I mean, all the suits we've all done a lot of work. Okay, and Taylor's yawning. He's like, oh God, here we go talking about. Well, y'all, I don't know if you want me to talk about this or not, but anyway, we've all done a lot of work and all. But I'm going to tell you what, I think Adam eats. Breathes and sleeps Pride 48, and how Mark puts up with him and stays with him during Pride, getting ready for Pride 48, is beyond me.
Well, I don't know that, but I know anytime he hears me sigh or anything, he's like, "Oh, more Pride 48 drama."
Okay. I'm like. So anyway, but a big thank you to Adam because he truly is the heart of Pride 48.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
And y'all, even this afternoon when we were finishing the setup and all, he was recording the next episode of Geeky Gay. Now, he'll post yesterday's tomorrow, but and you'll hear this one a couple of times next week. But anyway, it's all in good fun.
I'll give you props.
Okay.
It's hard doing a daily show, and sometimes you repost things or something doesn't get posted. So well, I know the feeling.
Archer, at the very beginning, he goes, are you sure? I'm sorry, Baron, are we keeping you up? Y'all, by the way, we're on Thursday of their cruise from 2 years ago. So I can't wait. You know, y'all, and Dr. P is getting ready to move to Alabama. Okay, he's still packing the truck. Okay, it's gonna be fabulous once he finally gets down there to Alabama and gets all settled in. It's just gonna be fantastic. And dear Gussie, Big Fatty, I don't hear any music. Oh, there it is. Y'all, this truly is the end. Coming up next is gonna be Archer with his gangbang. And y'all, I hope you'll listen. And Gary, aren't you doing the interstitial? Here, this is. I'll do an introduction of Gary. All right, everybody. Archer's coming up next. I'm gonna wear my IKEA hat, and I'm gonna tell y'all about something. Okay, here's Archer. All right. So anyway, anything you want to say to that introduction, Archer?
Went to dinner, and during the dinner, I was sitting right next to Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, nobody wants to sit by you, you ghastly old bag of wind, you. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, it was quite the weekend. it was a good weekend. Y'all, Thursday night watched, I didn't watch the Big Brother app because it was preempted by the sports ball, but watched it on Friday. And y'all, I have to admit, I don't know how it happened, but that damn Whitman Tinka came and visited me on Friday and Thursday night. Y'all, but, you know, it's okay. Big Fatty, when you're retired, it really doesn't matter. It's true, it doesn't. And y'all, Friday night, y'all, my friend Nick, you've heard me speak of Nick before. He came over. Y'all, he's very interested in the Charleston Ballet Theater. Yes, Big Fatty, the CBT. And he came by and... for a couple of hours, we had some cocktails, and I showed him a few finer points of the Charleston Ballet Theater. Yes, Big Fatty, the CBT, and y'all. Needless to say, it was a lovely evening for both of us. And y'all, one of the things that I've been having trouble with here in the villa, y'all, I've got a lamp right beside my chair. Big Fatty, the special chair? No, my regular chair. in the living room, and y'all, the lamp would kind of come on and go off as it pleased, and y'all, it was we thought it was the extension cord that was the problem, and y'all, so I plugged the and Nick was trying to help solve the problem with me, y'all. we just plugged the lamp directly into the socket, and y'all, it wasn't the extension cord. It was the problem was with the lamp, or so we thought. And I said, well, I just wonder if it perhaps is the bulb, because y'all, you know, I've got one of those LCD or LED or whatever the hell it's called bulbs in it. So y'all, we changed the bulb out. Y'all, it works perfectly now. It was the bulb all this time. Y'all, it's been going off and on like it was possessed for years, not years, but months. And y'all, it was the bulb. I feel just stupid. But, anyway, y'all, Saturday, y'all, it was Sports Ball Saturday. I don't know if you knew this or not. And y'all, Friday, y'all, my neighbor across the way, Sebastian, came by, and he brought his new little puppy dog, Hank, by to visit Big Fatty. And but y'all, Saturday, I invited Nick to come back, and we had a couple of cocktails prior to going out to the Dudley Do-Rights, and Sebastian came back and joined us. Y'all, I gave him a tour of the villa. And anyway, we had a couple of cocktails with Nick and Sebastian and Hank and I, and y'all, it was just lovely. And then Nick came back for just a little refresher course on ballet. Big Fatty, he does love that CBT, that's for sure. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.